We stand to sing. Seated. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Great to see you here, and blessed Christmas to you all. Welcome. For those of you who have come together and gathered with our family, we welcome you here. And for those who are here most of the time as well, Welcome to you. It is great to be together. Reverend David Savage here, for those of you who don't know me, and welcome. From Isaiah, we hear that a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A prayer. Today, O God, the soles of your feet touch the earth. Today, the back street, the forgotten place, has been lit up with significance. Today, the households of earth welcome the King of Heaven, for you are one of us. So may our songs rise to surround your throne, and as our knees bend to salute your cradle. Today especially we give thanks that at the appointed time you sent your Son, born of Mary, that through him we might become the children of God, one with you forever. Amen. Very shortly, we'll light the Christ candle for our Advent candles. And as I have been doing, I simply invite someone to come forward to do that very shortly. The couple of other things that we have, at the back here, there's some clay ornaments that were placed last week on a tree over here. And now, when you think some people have... Are people taking them today or what's... Yes. Yeah, so some folk bought some last week. And so maybe you get in first because other people might go, oh, that looks nice. And yeah. But just see Wendy and Wendy and Rob will guard. No, they'll welcome. But it's just been great to share in that. And what we've done, and also over Advent, this here, this whole thing started off black. And we had hope, peace, joy, love down there and just slowly adding colour to it over the last few weeks. And then, again, here is this candle representation of how light has overcome the darkness in that. So the ornaments are... So for those of you who got one last week, then please come up later on and take that. And maybe you might put that on a tree or somewhere around... in a special way, and that will mean certain things for you, okay? And for some of you, it might be you'll place that as you're mindful of someone particularly that day, today, okay? But you'll know what the significance of that is for you. After counting the weeks of Advent, we have come to Christmas Day. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. I'd like to invite someone to come forward and to light this central Christ candle on our Advent wreath. Thank you, Dawn. Sorry? The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth. then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace." Those words from Micah, as we look back at them with Christian eyes, we see that that points to this day of the birth of Christ who will come, and that this one will not rule our idea of power, but rather come as a shepherd. And certainly Jesus talks much of that in the New Testament. We stand to sing "Angels from the Realms of Glory." Please be seated. It's a great, like a lot of our carols, the great carols, "Angels from the Realms of Glory," you who sang creation's birth, you who were there at the very start of everything, now come to this moment and sing of Christ's birth amongst us. It's one of those carols that tell the big story of what God was doing across salvation.
The first reading today comes from Luke 1. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, in time for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh, hang on. I better put it up to the large. I better hit that. Now, a few weeks ago, we sang this great song. And I wonder whether Natalie and Xavier, Natasha not here. Would you like to come and help? You don't have to stand. I'll stand over here with you. And because a few actions go with this song. Thanks, Rosemary. If we'll just hit the first couple there. I think, Natasha, did you do this one as well? Would you be able to come down as well? Are you okay with that? Thanks, Xavier and Natalie. Otherwise, just me up here doing the actions, and I feel a bit conspicuous. So, yeah. So thanks, Rosemary. Can you just hit the next slide on there? Okay. So just now... Perhaps just, where do you want to come? Perhaps just over here. Is that okay? Just behind the table? Is that okay? Now, some of us are from a few weeks ago know this, and I know a few in the front row know this one. On that very first Christmas, it tells the story of what took place. And so we'll just go through the words just to remind us, and then it's actually play. So Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem. So it's Mary and Joseph. So you've got to do this. That's it, folks. Now, a lot of us are practicing. So Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem, and we read that Bethlehem. Now, the what, so that's where some of us can do the actions. Some of us go, what? Bethlehem? What? Bethlehem? Oh, okay. Not that. Well, Mary and Joseph go on that very first Christmas. Next one, thanks. Baby Jesus born that night. So we're just going, baby Jesus born that night. Baby Jesus, born that on that very first Christmas. There we go. Wise men come to worship him. Okay, so we go, wise men come to worship him. Worship him. Wise men come to worship him on that very first Christmas. Two to go. And then there's some music. So now you can do, I can't remember what we did last time, but you can either do some pointing, you can do some clapping, or just a little quiet little jive sort of thing, you know. That's okay as well. Shepherds, because shepherds, so the shepherds told that the king is born. So shepherds told that the king is born. King is born. The king is born. Shepherds told that the king is born on that very first Christmas. Last one, then there were angels who came. So the angels singing glory to God, glory to God. The angels singing glory to God on that very first Christmas. And then there's a bit more music. And then we go through it all one after the other. And it's fairly quick. So, you know, you need to... Yeah? Let's see, here we go. Now, Rosemary, I think if you just hit the next slide. Okay, and then the next one, hopefully it'll start. My volume's not quite working there. What's happened? Oh, is the hand held up there, Andrew? Okay, let's just go back one here. I think we're all good. Let's just try it again. You can stand if you want to, folks.
Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Well, Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem on that very first Christmas. The baby Jesus born that night, born that night, born that night. Well, the baby Jesus born that night on that very first Christmas. At the wise dream is born. The shepherds told that the king is born on that very first Christmas. And the angels singing, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Well, the angels singing, glory to God, on that very first Christmas. Oh, yeah! Well, Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem, baby Jesus born at night. The wise men come to worship him. The shepherds go that the king is born. The angels singing glory to God on that very first Christmas.
Thanks, everyone. What a great song to sing on a warm Christmas morning. Just hold on there. Hold on. Just gonna... Yes, it starts and then it goes off again. Here we go. Thanks, Rosemary. A prayer. God, in your grace and mercy, you gave us your Son to be our Emmanuel, God with us. Give us a renewal of faith and life at this Christmas time and strengthen us again in our service of Christ. We celebrate the coming of Jesus as the light of the world, yet we confess that there have been times when we have obscured that light for others, through insensitivity and hurtful words or selfish and destructive actions. Lord our God, when we trivialize the Christmas gospel, have mercy on us. When we talk of peace and goodwill with so little of it in our own lives, Lord, have mercy on us. And so, Lord, that we may not only sing carols and light candles, but serve the Christ and allow his light to shine, have mercy on us. Gracious God, the magnitude of our sins is always outreached by the magnitude of your mercies. And we, your grateful people, turn to you in trust, knowing that in Jesus Christ our sins are forgiven and our foolishness is overruled by your abundant grace. And so we say, thanks be to God. Amen. We stand to sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
seated.
The second reading today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and poured them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
We're about to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and Lester, we'll have the offering during this carol. I didn't have that in the order of service. So we'll remain seated for the first two verses, and then our offering will be received. And part of the offering is our normal offering, but also for the Christmas bowl that we have during Advent. And if you're not familiar with the Christmas bowl, it's something that this congregation has supported for decades, really. And it goes to support people across the world who are in distress, often people who are displaced by particular circumstances, including violence and all sorts of other catastrophes, and that goes. So you want to give particularly to the Christmas bowl, you don't have any envelopes or anything, then perhaps just after the service, just quietly come up and put something in that one. We continue to worship God as we remain seated. And then the last verse will stand. Hark the herald angels sing.
Thank you.
Hark, the herald angels sing, and Lord, we do join their singing in giving glory to you. Lord, we pray for your blessing upon what we bring this day, for the furthering of your kingdom in this place and beyond, including prayers, Lord, for what we give in regards to the Christmas bowl, that it may be a part of the sharing, very practical help and assistance, the living out of faith for many people in deep need. We pray in and through the name of Christ. Amen. God, our Father, your word has come among us in the holy child of Bethlehem. Grant that the light of faith may illumine our hearts and shine in our words and actions through him who is Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A few years ago, I decided to read A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I hadn't read it up until about 6 or 7 years ago. Of course, knew the basic idea of the story, but I never actually read it. And what a great story it is, A Christmas Carol. There's one part in it which where I think this is where Ebenezer Scrooge watches with the ghost of Christmas present. So the three ghosts, past, present, future. He's now with the ghost of Christmas present, and they go and watch over the Cratchit's family, a Christmas family lunch. So the Cratchit family, Bob Cratchit works for Scrooge, very poor family, just get by with what they can. And to read, look, it'd be great just to sit and to read their sharing of their Christmas lunch. It's just a great read. And in many ways, it says to me what joy is about if you read as they sit down and have this lunch, where they're so appreciative of everything that they have. That's for another time. But there's a bit, one of their children is called Tim, Tiny Tim. And Tim is disabled. In Dickens's book, he's referred to as a cripple. But Tim is very insightful. And I just want to read just a little bit of where his dad, so Bob and Tim have gone to church that morning, on Christmas morning. Okay, and so they get home. And how did little Tim behave, asked Mrs. Cratchit, when she had rallied Bob on his credulity and Bob had hugged his daughter to his heart's content. See, Dickens, he has these great little phrases in the midst of this, isn't it? And Bob had hugged his daughter to her heart's content. As good as gold, said Bob, and better. Somehow he gets thoughtful, sitting by himself so much, and thinks the strangest things that you ever heard. He told me coming home that he hoped the people saw him in the church, and it might be pleasant to them to remember upon Christmas Day he who made lame beggars walk and blind men see. And this is some of the wisdom of little Tim, that he hopes that people saw him and that they were reminded of Jesus who came to bring wholeness of life to people. Jesus indeed does bring wholeness of life to people, but at Christmas, the Christian gospel, the Christian faith makes the claim that God didn't just speak from heaven about how we should live or what should happen, but that God actually became one of us, became flesh. That God didn't remain distant, untouchable, but fully entered into this world, into our pain, our vulnerability, and our sorrows. So there's no point in a cross life where we can say, well, God doesn't understand what I'm going through. We can never say that. We might want to, and we can, but it's not reality. Because the Christmas story says to us that God came as one of us and has complete and utter empathy with us. In Luke's account of the Christmas story, we hear of the shepherds. And the shepherds really, a little bit of different speculation about the shepherds, but the shepherds, most people would agree, were outsiders. Shepherds were seen as those who were on the fringes of society. In that culture, they were seen as quite low class, poor, and some people kind of saw them as a bit untrustworthy. But they are the ones that the angel appears to first. And we do well, when we think about the Christmas story, to look at who God appears to. And here, the angels announce the good news to shepherds. And in many ways, God is saying here that the good news is for all. It's not just for those who are mighty and powerful. It's certainly for those who are overlooked by the world. It's for the little Tims in Christmas Carol. And in Luke's gospel, this is what Luke goes on to talk about. He talks about how Jesus comes and meets with the lost, the last, the little, and the lost. That's what Luke talks about. Those, so in a sense, this is not surprising that the angels come to the shepherds. And the angels give good news. They don't give good advice. Shepherds, this is how you should live if you do this, 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 and this. They give them good news that Christ, the Saviour, the Messiah, has been born. And so their fear is turned around and is replaced by joy. If you get to watch, if you watch The Chosen, if you go onto your favourite search engine, e.g. Google, or and put in The Chosen Christmas Messenger, there's an amazing video that they've put together, beautifully told, of this first Christmas and of the shepherds, how their fear is replaced by joy. Absolutely magnificent. Into the darkness of the shepherd's world, light shines. Our world is tarnished by a lot of darkness. And the Christmas story says to us that even though the world be dark, it's not a forsaken place. God does not give up on this world. Moreover, God has stepped into this darkened world. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son. Many of us wonder where God is amidst our lives, amidst our pain that we go through. Or maybe it's just that we get caught up in the day-to-day comings and goings of life that we struggle to see that God makes a difference to life. That we struggle to recognize God's presence with us in the nitty-gritty of life. And that seems to be a bridge too far to recognize that God's actually interested in my day-to-day existence. Christmas says something contrary to that. That God indeed in Christ has come amongst us. That we look to Jesus and to be reassured of God's presence with us. David Lowe says this. He says, when you get right down to it, the gospel message of hope, grace, and peace seems rather improbable, even unlikely, I mean that the creator of the cosmos would even know we exist, let alone love and cherish us. It's almost too good to be true. But for just that reason, this is the story I keep coming back to, hoping against hope, that it is the one true story we will encounter this week, this year, and lifetime. That God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world so that everyone who believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to finish this morning with a quote from Nick Cave. And some of you will know a few months ago I mentioned about Nick Cave. Some of us would know him as a singer, Nick Cave and the Bad Loves. But he's got this website, a bit of a blog in some ways, but where he answers people's questions. So people send him in a question and he answers it from his own reflection. And things he says is extraordinary. He's very much aware, like he was brought up within the church. He has this profound respect for Jesus. If he and I were in the same room having a cup of tea together, there's lots that we would disagree with about God. But the thing that we would agree with is this deep respect for Jesus. He and his wife have known profound loss. Two of their sons died, one in his teens and the other one a little bit older, a number of years ago, 10 or 12 years ago. he writes this about, because someone wrote in and said, oh, what are you doing for Christmas? This was last year, December 2024. This is part of what he said. And somewhere amidst the feasting and joyful human messiness, this beautiful, this happy, this sorrowful estate, I will acknowledge how extraordinarily fortunate my family and I are to have this good Christmas day. I remember too, amongst all the making and the doing, the energy day revolves, that speaks so eloquently of rebirth and renewal and the end to waiting, that of a mother bearing a child in a stable, revitalizing the world for all eternity. He really says some quite profound things, but he does come back again and again to this figure of Christ. He's still working it all out, but there's something about this. At the very least, what Luke's gospel tells us is that we join the shepherds, and that as we go with joy, praising God for all that we have seen and heard. That's our task. That's our response, is to praise God for all that we have seen and heard. And may the peace of God go with you all. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, in these few brief moments, we pause to pray for each other and for the world around us. We pray, Lord, for many people and many circumstances. We pray, Lord, for those who spend this holy day in hospital. And we pray particularly within the life of this congregation for Bill, as he shares this day in hospital himself. Pray for your peace to be with him and Jan and their family. Strengthen him day by day as he continues his recovery. And in the midst of it all, may he be very conscious of your presence and of your peace. May we indeed pray for others, Lord, within the life of our congregation known to us, whether they be in a place of care or where we have some concern for them. We pray, Lord, for children who will spend this day hungry or in poverty, and for parents who experience the pain of not being able to provide for their family. We pray for those who must work today while we relax. Police and ambulance officers, paramedics, nurses, doctors, chefs, waiters, members of the emergency services, those who maintain public transport and many others. We pray for those who once believed in Christ and who knew the meaning of Christmas joy, but who have now struggled with that, with the uncertainty and perhaps even some disillusionment. Speak to us and to them again of your peace and presence. We pray, O Lord, for those who have never believed, but who on this day are finding their hearts stirred by your Spirit and challenged to look deeper into the things of faith. For any among our family or friends who are facing personal crisis or trying to deal with tragedy at this Christmas season, not only that we're aware of, but certainly for those across this nation, including in Sydney and other places. Lord, for all of these we pray that even just something of the light and hope and peace of Christmas may be theirs this day and indeed ours. In and through the name of Christ we pray. Amen. We sing our final carol this morning, which is Joy to the World. After that, I'll share a Christmas Day prayer. So we stand to sing Joy to the World. Please be seated just for this moment. Thank you. A word of thanks to those who have shared in helping to prepare for today, whether it be Jenny and Rosemary, the sanctuary area here and many other ways. Thank you. This is a painting by Wana over here. We had this on Wednesday afternoon here. A few of us gathered here to just to reflect and pray for what happened in Sydney a week or two ago. And this is about light emerging from darkness. We have up the back, actually, a book that we're having available for a few weeks, just for people to sign as a message of condolence. In a few weeks, we're going to send that to some of the Jewish community. So if you'd like to do that this morning, please feel free, just up on the higher desk there. And there's also a painting that Wana threw together at the start of that as well, again picking up on that light. Boy, if I could throw something like that together, I'd be half as good as that one, or I'd be rather skillful. So thank you for that. I want to finish with a Christmas Day prayer that I've finished Christmas services with for over 10 years now, and including last year by Robert Louis Stevenson. And some of you would have read his books over the years, no doubt. This is a Christmas prayer that he wrote. O God, our loving Father, help us rightly to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the songs of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be your children, and the Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you're able, would you stand for the blessing? The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, be upon you and remain with you now and forevermore. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Oh, you're not online enough for this. Chess is a commonly used.